And back to our in-house expert, Ron Elving, and also Marla. And what the Democrats have done here, Ron, is they've created such a proportional system that it's very, very hard to create a big lead or to overcome a big lead.
Which is why they invented the superdelegates to a large degree, because the system that they created in 1972 was so obsessed with proportionality and fairness and getting everybody properly represented that they really created an almost automatic gridlock on the way to the nomination. So then they created the superdelegates, about one-fifth of the overall total, who are uncommitted and who can go to the convention and make up their mind at the last moment if they wish, and that was the way they were supposed to behave.
Mara, so far, are Democrats happy with the way it's working out, getting this much, going this long, having this many people take
Democrats are pretty happy. They like both candidates. I don't see this as some horrible bloody rift yet. I mean, it could get that way. But, you know, it is interesting, I mean, about these proportional delegates. I mean, the McGovern reforms created proportional delegates. Then there was a counter-revolution, and the establishment stepped in to create the superdelegates, and you're going to see both of these pieces working this year.
Lots more to come this evening about delegates and votes in primaries. Mara Liasson, Ron Elving, thank you very much.